B'tochen for life, Shir 1836, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Parshas Re'eh. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. This chos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha and Brocha in everything that they need. We are discussing that the feeling of Sever and other feelings of B'tochen might not feel natural to us. But every other creation has it naturally. And therefore our job is to emulate those other creations and understand that this is how a creature approaches its creator. We see this many times. For example, Chazal say a person should be Rotz Katzvi, Az Kanomer, a person should be running like a deer, bold like a leopard. Why do Chazal learn out from the deer and the leopard and other animals? Shlomo HaMelech says an Otzel should learn from an ant, from an Amala, how it works hard without a leader. What's the purpose? For us to understand that even though these animals have it naturally, but the Rabbeinu Shlom put it in these animals, that nature, in order for us to learn from them and find it within our nature. Even if naturally we don't necessarily follow those drachim, do those things. But we should learn from these animals and these creations to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. In B'tochen it's the same way. The Pasuk is teaching us that Sever might feel like a lofty level, might feel like something that's very difficult to attain. But every other creation on this planet has it. They all do it naturally. The answer is, obviously, it's vital if every creation on this planet has that attitude. But the reason why you don't is because that's where your place of Avodah is. The Rabbeinu Shlom wants you to do it on your own. He doesn't give it to you as a present. He wants you to earn it. He wants you to develop that natural feeling that all other creations have. He wants you to develop it on your own. This is the concept when it comes to Sever, when it comes to B'tochen, when it comes to every area in life. Sometimes a person feels pushback. He feels like he can't get to a certain level. And he wonders why the Rabbeinu Shlom makes it so difficult. We're seeing from Reb Chatzkel that we mentioned in Erev Shabbos that that's the purpose of why we're here. Our purpose is to break free from the natural limitations that the Rabbeinu Shlom created us with. What he calls an arlo, what he calls an impurity, that the Rabbeinu Shlom built into us. And by breaking through them, we become Ivdei Hashem. We become better people. So when you feel Sever, any level of B'tochen, you're doing Avodas Hashem. You're doing what everybody else in this world does. The difference is they have it naturally, and you don't.